lot of different ways for you to get interacted with the website. One of the primary ways is by submitting content right there to the front page for other listeners to see and vote on. You can vote on things as well. Go there. You need a free account on our site, a free account on Reddit. You link the two accounts together, you're good to go. So go to freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to go right back into the phone calls, your calls and thoughts. And also coming up, 8.8 billion Earths. Tell you more about what that's all about in a moment. Bob is with us in St. George listening to KZNU. Hey, Bob.
Good evening.
Welcome,
listen,
sir.
Guys, as my grandson tells me constantly, Grandpa, you're three quarters of a century old. And he's pretty true. I do use, you know, the Internet, and I do get some things that are important to me through it, banking, etc. But when you guys, radio is a big, is important to older citizens like myself. It's a form of information that we rely on greatly and we listen to a lot, at least in the community I live in and the church that I attend. But when you come up with bitcoins, for example, it's almost like talking Greek to someone who's not familiar with the Internet and all the things that go on late new. And I, one of these days, I would like you to define a little more on the Bitcoin. And also, this evening was an interesting about the 3D production of products that can be done, weapons, etc. Some of it, to an older citizen like myself, is almost like Greek. We don't have the comprehension, I guess, to realize how fast the century has grown and the new things that have gone on in the last 20, 30 years, or the last 5 years, or the last minute.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and it's going to get that fast.
I don't even understand the 3D printing, but that's because I haven't taken the time to really look into the research of how does this thing spit out plastic in a way that can make something 3D?
It's simple. It's a glue gun. I mean, you know, older people can tell me what a glue gun is, and if you wanted to create, say, a little cube with a glue gun and you had a steady hand, you could do that. And a 3D printer is just a lot better of a glue gun than a glue gun is.
Interesting way to describe it.
And so it can do these. Here's what you need to know about 3D printers is currently the consumer level 3D printer makes little plastic army men and things like that. But this technology is going to get faster, bigger, and better, and it's probably going to do it in the next decade to the point that maybe in a decade from now, basically all the stuff that you go to Walmart to buy, they're going to have. You're going to be able to print in your house with one of these devices. The device may
plastic dishes, for instance.
The device may very well be able to make another one of itself, so that if your next door neighbor doesn't have one and they're kind of poor, you can go ahead and it's essentially giving them a house full of housewares. Lawnmowers, maybe, if these things are big enough. I don't know how exactly they're going to look.
This
I'm just predicting predicting the future.
This is like the first step on the way to the Star Trek replicator machine.
It is.
Right? You select the thing you want, and in this case, you can online. They have these online databases of downloadable schematics, these things that the computer will analyze and then print out. So you don't even have to spend the time designing the things you want to print. You could just get one of these printers and download other people's designs that they're sharing for free online and then just print their stuff out.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It really is. So a Bitcoin, though, let's go back to that one.
Bitcoin is really what I called.
Yeah, well, okay, so we do try at least every show to briefly describe what Bitcoin is, but, you know, if we don't do a detailed job of it, I apologize. Obviously, we can't do it every night and get into detail. But why don't you tell us, from what you've heard, what's a Bitcoin to your mind? And then we'll see if we can correct what you've misunderstood.
Bitcoin, in my mind, is a new form of currency, obviously. But I can't put my hand or my mind around how it can be physically used for me. Is it something I can physically use when I go to purchase something?
Yes.
Is it something that I have to use the Internet to do?
Yes and yes. Okay, so if by physical you mean can you hold it in your hand and count it? No. But if by physical you mean can you hold the phone that you have in your hand, let's say you have a smartphone, And can you hold this phone in your hand and use that at a point of sale to transact business with another individual or a business? Then yes, absolutely, it is that physical in that way.
Right. You don't have money in your hand when you do a credit card transaction, mm-hmm. or a debit card transaction is probably a better example. You're just swiping a card, giving authorization to an account. You could do that with your phone with Bitcoin.
Right. So there are apps like the blockchain app that you can download on your phone, and your Bitcoins are then shown how many Bitcoins you have is then shown on your phone. You can, if you, for instance, wanted to buy something for me and we were in the same room together, I could pull my phone up and put the amount that I'm requesting. And you would then scan this thing called the QR code. Remember the barcode from the backsides of products that you would buy at like a Walmart? QR code's the newer version of that. Instead of the straight vertical lines, the QR code has little blocks in there, little square blocks. And yep. Your phone can scan one of those QR codes that are generated. And basically what it's scanning is the information that has your Bitcoin address and the amount of Bitcoins that you're requesting from the individual you want to do business with. And then as soon as you scan that code, the two phones basically, you know, talk to one another over the Bitcoin network, and the money's transferred. And it's really an almost instantaneous thing. You get notification right away, basically, that you know someone has sent you the Bitcoins, or you have sent the Bitcoins to the someone, and then it takes about 20 minutes for the transaction to finalize in the blockchain. But once you see that transaction come through, it's pretty much a done deal. It's just that it takes it a while to finalize because of the way the Bitcoin network works. There are multiple nodes. This is a decentralized network, so there's hundreds of thousands of people all around the world and hundreds of thousands of machines that are contributing to this network. So different nodes on the network are constantly verifying and triple verifying and octuple verifying these transactions. Before you know it, there's hundreds of verifications to make sure that that this is a valid transaction. So yes, it absolutely can be used at a point of sale. Does that mean you can walk into Walmart and pay with Bitcoins? No. At this time, that doesn't mean that. Each individual business owner would have to elect to accept Bitcoins. They would have to be set up with the equipment necessary, the app or a printed QR code to be able to accept these things. And we're just on the cusp of that happening. More and more businesses, mostly online businesses, but some physical locations are accepting Bitcoins. In fact, I saw some kind of headline that a subway in Russia has started accepting Bitcoins. I don't know if it's a true story, but
I saw the picture.
It's pretty neat. So does that help at all, Bob?
Yes, it does. The only other question quickly I have is, how do you realize what your Bitcoin is worth at 9 o'clock in the morning versus 5 o'clock in the p.m.?
Excellent question.
Right. So if you're using the blockchain app, we recommend blockchain.info, the app has basically the pricing built right in. So
it's constantly updated.
Right. If you want to buy a $5 sandwich at Subway, and they're accepting Bitcoin, and you type in $5, it's going to immediately take care of the math for you as far as how many Bitcoins you have and send that over.
So convert from right. U.S. dollars into Bitcoin. But just to clarify, it's not all Subway locations. It's one Subway franchise
sure.
in Russia at this point.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
Hey, here's what I'd recommend, Bob. Take a look at weusecoins.com. It's a great little intro website. There's about a two-minute long video there on the front page that's a really really simple, easy-to-understand explanation of what Bitcoin is, why being decentralized is so useful, how it can't be stopped by the government, and how that means, more control for you and not paying ridiculous fees to do business. It's really an amazing evolution, I think is more accurate, an evolution in the world of money, cutting out the middleman between you and the people you want to do business with. So again, weusecoins.com, good info there to get more info about Bitcoin and links to kind of get you started. And I'm excited that you're interested. Thanks for the call tonight, Bob.
Thank you.
Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the ProXPN toll-free line. Bitcoin is not out of the reach of anybody. Anybody who's willing to take a little bit of time to understand what Bitcoin is about will find out that it's incredibly simple to use. You don't have to know about the programming code behind Bitcoin to know that it's reliable and to know that a whole bunch of people worldwide are using it and more are doing so every single day. More coming up.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? BitQuick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. BitQuick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to BitQuick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. BitQuick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit BitQuick.co and get your Bitcoin. BitQuick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever you want here at 855-450-FREE. That would be the SACL CA. Oops, not SACL.
Non-SACL anymore.
We still love SACL CAI, still a great sponsor of the show. Toll-free lines are now brought to you by ProXPN. So, 855-453. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with us in the way that suits you best.
Well, a lot of people tell you bitcoins are just for buying drugs online. But the fact is... that the largest sort of purchase that's made with Bitcoin, besides, you know, moving them back and forth and people buying and selling them, trying to acquire them and sell them off and that kind of thing, just sort of trading, The largest transaction is people giving to not-for-profits.
Really?
That's what the largest transaction of Bitcoin.
How do you know?
I don't know. That's what some study was done.
How do they figure that out?
I don't know. I don't know how they do studies. Call people?
It's interesting.
Ask people? I don't know.
Okay.
That's the study. What can I tell you? So what we're trying to do here on Free Talk Live is help Bitcoin Not Bombs to hoodie the homeless by getting a hoodie for...
I thought it was going to be gambling.
You know, gambling is a great use for Bitcoin. Certainly, it allows one to circumvent laws in... Well, there's the United States and China, which are probably the two biggest users mm-hmm. of Bitcoin at this point. And both of those countries have laws against you being able to, you know, use your money in games of chance.
Yeah.
They want to make sure that that they're reserved for their places here in the United States, the bricks and mortar places that you've got to do them here, rather than being able to do the convenience of your home.
I didn't mean to derail you talking about Bitcoin Not Bombs, because they are doing some good work.
Right.
So
we're trying to hoodie the homeless. So go and get a hoodie for yourself. Go to BitcoinNotBombs.com and pre-order a t-shirt or a hoodie, and each sale is priced to cover the cost of one hoodie for someone in need. They're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday, so they can get these printed up and distributed in time for the holidays, so that you can get these as gifts and keep someone warm this winter. Also, help Bitcoin Not Bombs do a little guerrilla Bitcoin outreach. They're also accepting general donations for the project. If you'd like to give more, visit Bitcoin Not Bombs. I'm excited by this project.
You know, they got a cool logo, too, with the airplane, the kind of the bomber thing dropping bitcoins.
Yes, it's neat.
You've got one of those shirts, right?
I do, and the concept is that a commodity-backed currency makes it less likely that a nation's going to enter into, whichever nation around the world is going to enter into a war, because they can't just print money to pay for it. If you'll consider for a second the difference between what happened in World War II when they were like, buy bonds! Everybody buy bonds! A bond today means more ammo in Johnny's gun! That kind of thing. Versus what happened in 2003 when the Americans asked George Bush, what can we do to help the Afghan and Iraq war efforts? He said, go shopping. Now you can see it's palpable the way the economy has changed here in the United States since 1944, when we had at least a currency that was to some extent tied to a commodity, gold and silver. Versus 2003, when there are no tethers whatsoever.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. You can bring up anything here. Daniel is in Southern California, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Daniel.
Hi.
Hey,
this
what's
is
on your mind?
Watching you guys on the LRN.FM, it's like an old kung fu movie. The sound isn't synchronized here.
Not linked
anyway,
up?
I'll get over it. I'll get over it. Quick question before I ask my main question. Mark, you've got some kind of pack on there. Do you mind saying what that is? It looks like the kind of thing I'm looking for.
Some kind of what?
A pack?
He's got, like a fanny pack or something.
Oh, yeah, I carry a fanny pack. It's just a...
It's a standard fanny
pack. Yeah, fanny
pack
I got on Amazon or something.
Oh, okay.
Make sure you use shop.freetalklive.com.
Ah, yes. Okay. It has some neat compartments is why it caught my eye. Anyway, what I call about is I believe I caught the correct...
It's called an Everest.
Everest. Okay, thank you.
He's been looking hard at your crotch on that camera.
Well, it's pretty hard to miss a guy with a fanny pack. I mean, you know, it's one of those things that sticks out.
Well, I noticed your intern bringing your food in for you, too. You guys are getting pretty big. Oh,
just
black.
A nice
just
lady who...
The screen now.
Definitely not anyway. An intern, but she is a Free State Project participant who can cook some great salsa. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was curious when you were talking to Gavin... I thought I heard you say that you're not an anarchist. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely not. I'm a voluntarist. I think that all human interaction should be engaged in on a consensual basis. And I think that the term anarchist has a connotation of violence, bomb throwing, destruction of property. And I don't want to be associated with any of those things because those don't sound very consensual to me.
Oh, okay, I'm relieved because I think you and I have very similar beliefs. And I was thinking, gee, does he believe in government then? But I guess it's not an either-or
choice.
I don't believe in the state. I think the state is a terrible idea.
I believe people must govern themselves, and
right,
therefore
self-government, sure.
And therefore they have to, because we can't do everything in the marketplace, they have to agent that governance out to other organizations. And so, yes, I believe in governments. I absolutely believe in governments. However, I don't think that government is synonymous with a top-down hierarchical organization that claims for itself a monopoly privilege on protection services.
Well, how can government be voluntary then?
All they have to do is ask instead of demand.
Well, here's how it would be. If government isn't tied to land, there was 2 centuries ago, the Puritans were killing the Quakers, and it's still happening around the world where people believe that somehow religion is tied to land, that if you live here, you must be this religion. Well, here in the United States, we don't believe that at all. So I would ask you this. If government wasn't tied to land and you decided, you know, I don't particularly like the government that I'm dealing with today. They're bothering me. Maybe they're not giving me the customer service I want. I'm going to get a different one. What's wrong with just changing providers? I can change insurance companies. I can change cell phone companies. Why can't I change governments? Because that kind of competition would make things a lot better.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking, though, to me, rather than calling it government anymore, I would just call them co-ops. Like they had starting.
You can call it whatever you want.
Yeah, I think government, to me, means governing, and that it would involve force, just in my mind.
It generally does, and
it has so far.
Mark
mostly.
Is proposing an idea that I think is, you know, it's a palatable one. The idea that the people calling themselves the state would no longer have a monopoly, and I think that all they would really have to do, all that would really have to change, would be for them to stop threatening people. Look, go ahead, offer the roads services, offer the service of fire protection and police protection. Just offer it on a consensual basis like everybody else in business. You know, we don't get to force our commercial inventory onto all the companies we want to buy ads on the show. They have to consent to buying ads on the show. So why shouldn't people be able to consent to the government?
Yeah, I agree with you. I just was calling it something else because they're not governing anymore.
So what we're doing is we're having a rhetorical argument over the term government.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. How many people have you heard say in your life, oh, well, it's not, we can't live without the government? Do you want to fight that kind of deep-seated, rooted, rhetorical conversation that goes on in people's minds? Or are you so married to your disdain for the term government that you would give up all your goals in order to get that one thing across?
Something to think about. Daniel, thanks for your thoughts.
Yeah, you have a very good point. Right.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Super genius.
Yeah.
Mark Edge.
Great. Just
super genius.
Pump his ego up even more. I think, anyway, 855-450-FREE. SACL
CAI. I'm the only thing that saves your little show,
Pro
buddy.
Pro XPN. Allie and I had a great show last night without you. Pro XPN.
Friday night.
Line. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here on the Live Saturday Edition. Toll-free number, 855-453. The Pro XPN toll-free line, that's 855-450-3733. Tell me about School Sucks.
School Sucks Project is a podcast. It's a call-in show and YouTube channel. You can go check it out at schoolsucksproject.com. There, they talk about real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. There's all kinds of things discussed there, including a great deal of history, learning alternatives and self-education, critical thinking, parenting techniques, personal growth, better communication strategies. Go find them at schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so toll-free number again, 855-453. Let's go to the Skype, where we've got Nathan on the line from Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Nathan. Nathan in Texas, going once. Nathan in Texas, going twice.
Hello?
He's picking up his microphone. There he is. Go ahead, Nathan.
Oh, sorry. Looks like my mic was off or muted or something.
Problem solved. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to offer two counterarguments to Mark's viewpoint that the word anarchy is sort of an undesirable word. Of course, I guess I'm making the assumption that you're objecting to use of the term. Is that correct?
Well, I
object to it.
Yeah, I've got all kinds of problems with it, but yeah, I object to the use of the term. Sure.
Okay. So these are not my arguments. I think I read them on Mises.org or something a couple years ago. The first one is, look, if you're going to talk to someone about a consensual society, then you're going to be describing the things that make up that society. So you'll be talking about, you know, voluntary provision of, say, roads or food or, whatever you're talking about. And, you know, and people are going to imagine this happening in the context of a government or a state or something. Mm-hmm. Until eventually they're going to say something like, oh, wait a minute, you're an anarchist. Or they'll say, wait a minute, there's no government. Or they'll say something like that.
I don't think so. Like, I don't think if point of clarification. I ran a political campaign this year and I failed miserably. But the point of the campaign wasn't necessarily to win. It was to put ideas out there. And at that, I succeeded. My message was that Keene, the city of Keene, which is the political jurisdiction that we find ourselves sitting in at the moment, that it should be a voluntary city. It should be the first consensual city. And that doesn't require the idea of destroying the state or destroying the government. It just requires the idea that the government become consensual. I mean, look,
right.
Send out tax suggestion forms rather than demands. That's all you got to do.
Or, you know, stop providing service. Let me opt out of whatever the service is that you're providing. That's all I'm asking. And that way I can find that service from somebody else.
Right. Someone, so the structure
someone will step into the marketplace. I'm really not proposing. I'm not proposing a lack of government.
Right,
I'm simply proposing competition in the area of governments.
Oh, right. It makes it a little confusing because a lot of people use government to mean the state or, you know, people acting on behalf of the state. And I understand, Mark, you don't like, you prefer to use government as more, I guess, something more like organization of competing jurisdictions or
government,
something like that.
What does government mean to people at its base is what I think people need to... If we're going to parse terms, let's parse terms. What does government mean to people? Government means to people protection. It means justice. It means these things. And I'm not proposing a lack of those things. I think that anarchy to people proposes a lack of those things. So why in the world would I use this term, even if I believed it? Why would I use that term to describe what I thought? It's a terrible term. It's synonymous with terrorist. I'm not a terrorist, even though I'm a terrorist. I mean, just pop terrorist in every time you use the word anarchist, and you'll see why I'm not interested in that word.
All right. Well, that brings me to the second argument, which is, if you look at the connotation of terms like terrorist or anarchist, you look and see that they change over time. But do they change over time because people organically change the way they use them, or do they change because the state changes their meaning in the press and in their writing?
Sounds like a conspiracy theory to me. I have no clue.
Well, chicken or the egg.
The government calls people...
Chicken or the egg. I mean, the fact is, it's not the state that is always out there. And, I'm just going to turn you down there, so you're
having
crumbling
some chips
back
or something.
But it's not the it's not necessarily the state. There are some instances where it definitely is people who call themselves the state that are like, let's say it's the G20 protest, and some anarchist has flung a bottle at some police or has thrown a dumpster through a storefront window or something like that. You know, there are all kinds of examples of anarchists clad in black and with masks on that are destroying property, and they would call themselves anarchists. Now, again, sometimes they actually are agent provocateurs who are working for the state, but not all of them. I mean, not everybody who's destroying storefront property during protests are government agent provocateurs. Some of them are people who really do believe and consider themselves to be anarchists, so therefore the news media, when they report on that, they're not inaccurate. If those people are calling themselves anarchists and they're destroying property, and the news report says, this afternoon in Seattle, anarchists destroyed the Starbucks storefront window and threw a firebomb in the store. I mean, that's not an inaccurate story, and so therefore it's not necessarily a conspiracy.
Well, right, but then they won't report on the peaceful protesters who do also call themselves anarchists.
Of course
anarchists,
not. That's not news. Social.
Right, and let's
right,
not forget that they
can shape...
The government is calling...
The way they do it can shape a... Sorry, go ahead, Mark.
The Democrats were calling the Republicans anarchists when they weren't coming to the table to deal on this debt increase. I mean, for God's sake, this is the most misapplied, misunderstood term.
Yeah,
I've got no interest in it.
Well, look,
it's
and
not,
how many,
it doesn't accurately describe what I think either.
And
also, it's grammatically incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
If and you know, something that is asexual does not participate in sex. Something that is autosexual has sex with itself. So an anarchist would not participate in governance, whereas an autoarchist would govern themselves. I don't want to be near someone that doesn't govern themselves. And someone who governs themselves might just lay on the floor and not be able to move. They might be paralyzed. So it's just a bad term.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that the second argument I wanted to bring up is no matter what term you do end up choosing, whether it's, you know, voluntarist or consensualist or, I mean, pick the term, it seems to me that eventually over time that term will be, I guess, dragged through the mud enough to the point where it'll be
the
same.
We've got time, though, at least. Look, this is the lamest argument, in my opinion, that the anarchists can make. Is that, well, they're just going to corrupt voluntarists.
Why don't you just call yourself a terrorist then?
Fine. Look, anarchist is bad. Let's leave that behind. If they're going to corrupt voluntarists by having people, you know, clad in black, calling themselves voluntarists, throwing bombs through storefront windows.
Voluntarily.
Then I'm going to go ahead and leave that word behind, too. But until that happens, I'm not really concerned with what might happen to the word voluntarist in the future. I'm not going to not adopt a term that I think is accurately describing of myself and my beliefs simply because someone at some point in the future may decide to try to poison that word. That's just paranoia.
Well, I guess that's your opinion.
No, it's paranoia. There is certainly the possibility that the word voluntarist will remain untainted. I don't see anybody out there advocating violence right now.
Propaganda is a really powerful weapon, though. When you can demonize your opponents and make them seem, you know, subhuman or seem evil or associate them with, you know, those crazy people living across, you know, across the ocean or whatever. Sure. I mean, that's a powerful thing.
Yep. Well, they really haven't destroyed the term peacenik, and they've had several decades to do it. Yep. So because that term derives from peace, it has been much more difficult to destroy, whereas voluntarist derives itself from voluntary. Anarchist derives itself from nothing and void.
Nathan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. I have no problem adopting a new term as necessary. That doesn't make me feel bad. Oh, my God, I'm going to lose the term voluntarist in 20 years.
To me, it seems kind of crazy. As I've understand anarchist writings, none of these things have ever really pointed to the stuff that I believe. They're just it's just not the right term. Murray Rothbard, a great libertarian thinker, came up with a term called anarcho-capitalist.
Oh,
he took two of the worst terms, stuck them together.
You didn't think too hard about that.
You know, some academic wants to call himself an anarchist, and he believes similar to me. That's fine,
right.
But that's he's not
academics.
Jesus.
Well, the academics aren't out there trying to persuade the average people. They're writing high and mighty, you know, academic manuals and texts and things like that, so they can get away with it. We're on the way. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater.
Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are continuing here with the remaining moments of the show. There is just enough time for you if you call in now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That number brought to you by ProXPN. We do the show 7 nights a week. Mark is the host, one of the hosts of the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, so we're here on the live Saturday edition. If you don't get a chance to get your call in, maybe you just can't make it to your phone, you're getting out of work and you're not quite able to get in tonight, just call tomorrow. Or any night of the week, 7 nights a week live, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You are welcome to join us here and talk about whatever you want. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, we would like to ask you to become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. $5 a month is all that we ask, and that money right now is actually worth double because we've got a group of very generous donors who have pledged up to $950 US worth of matching contributions per month towards whatever it is we raise. Now, the reason why we're doing this, and people are excited about it, is because we want to expand Free Talk Live to more radio stations. That's part of what the AMP program is all about. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is to AMP Free Talk Live, to get us on hundreds of stations coast to coast. We've got over 125 stations right now, coming up on 130. But we could have 300. We could have 500. It just takes time and effort and calling these stations. So we're bringing Daryl, he's our Monday night co-host, on the show. The editor of FPP.cc. We're bringing him on board as our new affiliate relations person. We've already had the funding donated for his first month, and we're about to wrap up that first month here in about 5 more days. So we're looking to raise the next amount of money that we need for his next month. You can help us with that, and we're looking to get that funded from here on out because Daryl has now left his job. He was working as a janitor. Today, this morning, early morning, he was doing overnight. So he was going in at 3 in the morning and, you know, cleaning up, cleaning toilets. And now he's quit that job because of this opportunity to come work with Free Talk Live and to help this show get on more radio stations. He's taken that plunge, taken that leap. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. contribute $5 a month, you get the perks. You get the access to the Amplify call-in lines, the Amplify forum, the podcast for amplifiers, which doesn't have the regular podcast commercials, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, you help Free Talk Live, and you help us bring Daryl on board to help the show out as well. So really, it's a win-win thing, especially when you consider your money's being doubled. You give $10, that's like giving 20. You give $25, it's like giving 50. You can also do one-time contributions. One-time contributions will also be doubled. And Bitcoin contributions will also be doubled. And there's a point of clarification, Mark, on this Bitcoin thing. We're going to get Bitcoin for the doubling or cash value of Bitcoin for the doubling of the Bitcoin. So if somebody sends us a Bitcoin, and Bitcoin's at almost $330 or whatever right now, will at the end of the month when we run the tally on how many Bitcoins we've gotten, will the donors, the people who are matching, will they be sending us the Bitcoins in the equivalent in Bitcoins, or will they be sending us the equivalent in cash for that moment? I guess Bitcoins.
I don't know. Why don't you put your lawyers on the case? I got no idea. I talked to the guy. He said he was matching, and that's what I got.
Okay, so is there only one Bitcoin guy that's matching? Okay, well, we'll work it out. We'll keep it simple if it's just one of them. Anyway, Bitcoins, one-time contributions, and AMP. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. These are the ways that you can help fund what we're doing here. And what we're doing here is we're talking about liberty 7 nights a week with the average people out there listening to talk radio. It's a show that is unlike anything at this level of syndication. So, again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Robert is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Robert.
Hey, hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Robert? Go ahead.
Hey, are you aware of the Fourth Amendment Free Zone?
Yeah. Are you talking about the ACLU that put out the map that shows a 100-mile radius, or not radius, but a 100-mile border thing around the country that kind of extends from the border within 100 miles?
Yeah, but man, that's kind of scary, ain't it?
It's also inaccurate. The Fourth Amendment Free Zone actually applies to the entire country. That was certainly something the ACLU put out, and it was thought to be accurate at the time, but it turns out they can set up those internal checkpoints wherever they want to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, the tyranny is equal on everybody. But, it is still true that the internal border checkpoints or internal checkpoints are located mostly within that 100-mile area, that swath of land between the border and 100 miles inward. But there's nothing that's prohibiting them from existing in Indianapolis. You know, there's nothing stopping the TSA from showing up and setting up a Viper checkpoint. There's nothing stopping DUI checkpoints or even the border agents from just setting up random checkpoints anywhere. So just because you live in Omaha doesn't mean you're safe from the Fourth Amendment Free Zone. Anything else you want to share tonight, Robert?
Why I was saying that was because one of the things I noticed on this border here is that it swallows up all of Maine, all of Florida, all of Michigan.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. Thanks for the call, Robert. I appreciate it. 8.8 billion Earth-size, just right planets have been found, according to a study. FoxNews.com reporting here, and they say space is vast, but it may not be so lonely after all. Is this a surprise to anyone? I guess the shocking numbers are kind of surprising. 8.8 billion. A study finds that the Milky Way, that's our galaxy, is teeming with billions of planets that are about the size of Earth, that orbit stars just like our sun, and exist in the Goldilocks zone. Not too hot and not too cold for life.
Funny. Goldilocks zone.
Astronomers using NASA data have calculated for the first time that in our galaxy alone, so not talking about any of those other galaxies out there.
This is just the Milky Way. There are hundreds of billions of other galaxies.
There are at least 8.8 billion stars with Earth-sized planets in the habitable temperature zone. The study was published Monday in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. For perspective, that's more Earth-like planets than there are people on Earth. As for what it says about the odds that there's life somewhere out there, it means just in our Milky Way galaxy alone, that's 8.8 billion throws of the biological dice.
Pretty darn high.
Yeah, said co-author Jeff Marcy, a longtime planet hunter from the University of California at Berkeley, the next step, say scientists, is to look for atmospheres on these planets with powerful space telescopes that have yet to be launched. That would yield further clues to whether any of these planets do, in fact, harbor life.
You know, I used to be of the opinion that clearly there's life on other planets. It just can't travel here because of sort of our understanding of how fast light travels and how quickly you can travel from one place to another. But then I realized that what we are is linguistic apes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just primates. When you take a look at the chimpanzees in the zoo, where if you even see chimpanzees in the zoo anymore, then we're not much better than that. And 100 years ago, less than that, and frankly, in some places, people were using outhouses. They were, you know, dealing. We're not that far.
Not that far.
The combustion engine is only a little over, 100 years old here.
Light's not that old.
And to assume that we, these linguistic apes that are a century separated from defecating in holes in the ground, are somehow able to comprehend the fastest that a being might travel is ridiculous.
So, again, they're going to be looking at these places with very powerful space telescopes someday. The findings also raise a blaring question, said Marcy. If we aren't alone, why is there a deafening silence in our Milky Way galaxy from advanced civilizations? In the Milky Way, about 1 in 5 stars that are like our sun in size, color, and age have planets that are roughly Earth's size and are in the habitable zone where life-crucial water could be liquid, according to intricate calculations based on 4 years of observations from NASA's now-crippled Kepler telescope. People on Earth could only travel in deep space. You'd probably see a lot of traffic jams, said NASA's chief scientist on Monday. The Kepler telescope peered at 42,000 stars, examining just a tiny slice of our galaxy to see how many planets like Earth are out there. Scientists then extrapolated that figure to the rest of the galaxy, which has hundreds of billions of stars. For the first time, scientists calculated, not estimated, what percent of stars that are just like our sun that have planets similar to Earth, and that is 22%, with a margin of error of plus or minus 8 percentage points. Kepler scientist Natalie Batalha said there's still more data to pore over before this can be considered a final figure. So they go, you know, they go on here, and clearly,
I just want to know, did Jesus travel to all these planets?
Maybe every planet has its own Jesus, Mark. Maybe every planet is a different iteration of what's going on here.
If God became flesh, can he do it in, like, more than one planet at a time? Because there's billions of planets to be getting out there and saving. And is that the reason that God didn't come when we could get, like, photographic and video evidence of him dropping by and we have to rely on, frankly, we don't even have the pieces of paper that the secondhand accounts were given on.
Way to ask the big questions right at the end of the show, Mark. We're out of time for tonight.
Just a snipe. Just me tossing in a hand grenade.
If you want to answer his questions, you can call him tomorrow on the Sunday show. He'll be here for you. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Is there life out there? It seems like a given. I mean, who could possibly think otherwise at this point? See you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. See you there. Enjoy your weekend.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts, or floor them, with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. I discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.